Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
What's going on? There we go. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show today. Man, so much to talk about, so much to deal with today. Let me give you the phone in number. You want to call in 919-410-7735. Do I start off with John McCain? Do I start off with Aretha Franklin? So many things happened in Aretha Franklin's funeral that just was unbelievable. Do we start off with Aretha today? Her funeral? Do we talk about Kaepernick and people burning their Nike shoes because Kaepernick got an ad? I mean, do we talk about the NFL? Football is officially back Thursday. I'm gonna give you some breakdown of some games today. I'm gonna put up some DFS stuff this week. So you guys go sign up at FanDuel and DraftKings. I'm gonna start putting up lineups for you guys to play. All right. Give you guys a chance to win some money that way. Also, I want to ask the question that I put on social media. I got to ask this question when I talk about this. If for some reason it's okay for women to have been and done this, but when men do it, it's a big issue. And I understand why, but still, if you met a dude and he was the perfect dude, women, perfect dude. He cook, he clean, he nice looking, got a job, got a car, he good in bed, he good to you. Y'all get to talk about y'all sexual history, and he says, well, one time in college I had a sexual encounter with another guy. It happened one time. Would you stay with that dude? Would you stay? Or would you leave? All right? So we're going to talk about that today. Also, I want to do one other thing today, all right? I'm going to ask you guys to do something for me. I need your help with something. So I'm going to try to post it on social media. But the head basketball coach at North Carolina Central University, which is a black college, historically black college, he does an event every year for single mothers. Now, he helps out these single moms all across the Triangle area every year by doing something for them as far as helping with school clothes, back to school stuff, all the stuff for the, you know, single moms and their kids. So he hit me up and said, Warren, you know, hey, if you know any advertisers, I need to try to raise about $1,000. I'm about $1,000 short. So I reached out to some local people here to try to see if they could do something to help them out. I haven't heard back from them yet. But I would like to do like a little fundraiser here on the show for him. And we can raise as much as we can raise. I mean, even if it ain't up but $300 or $400 or $500, that's halfway to the goal. And it'd be something to help them out. So if you can, $10, $15, $20, whatever you can afford, $5, whatever you can afford, send it to club44@att.net via PayPal. And then I'm going to give you a total on that at the end of the week. And then we'll give this to him. We'll present it to him on air. So that we can show him that we're trying to help him out with what he's doing for these single moms, because I think that's a beautiful thing. Plus the fact, you know, it's a HBCU coach. I'm always going to support the HBCUs. So I definitely want to do it. He has a single mother salute where he raises money for single moms throughout the Triangle area every year. The event is happening October 7th at 4 p.m. at the Sheraton Imperial in Raleigh. Let me see, to attend or nominate somebody, you can call 910-723-8571. That's the number if you want to nominate a single mom or you want to go to the event. And then I want to try to raise, he needs $1,000. So whatever we can raise, you know, it's better than nothing. So, I mean, whatever we can, whatever y'all can do, like I said, $5, $10, whatever, whatever you want to do. So if you send that to club44@att.net via PayPal, and then at the end of the week, we'll give a total. I talk about this, you know, today, tomorrow, Friday. We'll give a total, get him on the phone, and then we'll donate that to him. So HBCUs, we're trying to support them. We're trying to support him. He's a young black basketball coach, trying to support him and support what he's doing for the community. All right, with that being said, let's start off the show like this. Let's start off with Aretha Franklin's wedding. Now, let me say this. An 8-hour funeral. If I'm being real, this was ridiculous. Because this was about people getting their opportunity to be seen. Everybody wanted to speak. Everybody had to say something because everybody wanted to be seen. Now, with that being said, I thought a lot of people said a lot of wonderful things. I thought Sharpton was good. I thought Michael Eric Dyson was good. I thought Reverend Barber was good. I thought Bill Clinton was very good. And see, this is, you can always tell somebody who got a little higher level of intelligence. It's funny to me. Bill Clinton is, of course, a Rhodes Scholar, a very smart man. But you can always tell the person who has a little higher IQ in the room. And let me tell you why I'm saying that, right? See, it's not just about using big words. Like, I love Michael Eric Dyson. But Michael Eric Dyson isn't smart to me. He has big words. He knows how to use a vocabulary, but that doesn't make you smart, okay? Smart to me is the ability to comprehend and apply common sense at the same time. When you can do those two things, because most people got common sense or they ain't got no book sense. A lot of people got book sense, but they ain't got no common sense. When you can combine common sense with book sense, you're a smart person. Bill Clinton has common sense and book sense. He said one thing in his speech that let me know right off the bat. I was like, yeah, he's on another level. He's on another level. You know what he said in his speech? And it was something simple. It was something very, very simple, right? What he said in the speech was, I went back and read her biography. How many other people sitting in that church went back right before the funeral and read this woman's autobiography? The average person would not do that. The average person would not take the time to do that, period. When he said that, I said, yeah, that's next level thinking right there. And see, I thought Judge Mathis was great. And like I said, I love what Michael Eric Dyson said, especially when he talked about people didn't want to be want to be black. They had every other kind of reason not to be black. He was those were shots fired at the president. 44. That's what them said. Because he was like, they can send letters, but they ain't here. Now, let me say this. I understand why Barack or Michelle wasn't there. I do. But Michael Eric Dyson was right, too, in the sense that somebody should have been there. Somebody should have been there. And see, when I say stuff, I'm not trying to belittle anybody, because like I said, Michael Eric Dyson has a great vocabulary to me. He does. I just don't think he's a genius. I'm not saying he's dumb. But I've heard people, Michael Eric Dyson's a genius. No, he's not. Not even close. He has a good, he's a master wordsmith. That's what he is. But he's good at what he does. But that don't make you a genius. Now, it was a lot of people in that audience. Let me just say two things that I noticed right away. It was certain people who was going to make sure they were seen no matter what. And then it was a whole bunch of alphabet informants in that stage and in that audience. The FBI had probably 15 to 20 CIs in that particular funeral for them 8 hours. I'm just saying. All right, listen to the WB.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, now, let me touch on a couple of other things at Aretha Franklin's funeral, then I'm going to go to John McCain's funeral, all right? I think with both of the funerals, right, I don't think it was the place for in either funeral to go after Trump. No matter what you like or dislike about Trump, a funeral isn't the place that you shoot shots at people. You there to remember the person and eulogize them and everything else, not get political points. And so, although I thought Sharpton and Michael Eric Dyson and some other people did a very great job, some of the speech, you know, I just, you don't have to put that in there. You don't. I mean, it's a time and place for everything, y'all. It really is. A funeral isn't the time or the place to be shooting shots. Now, the other thing that I want to point out about the funeral that everybody's talking about, Ariana, I'm like the pastor in that sense. Is that a taco? Because I don't know. I just know, I know my guy who I like from SNL, Pete, he's engaged to her. Grande. The dress. Now, a lot of people had a problem with her dress. Y'all got to realize how old this woman slash girl is. If you go look at most 22 to 25-year-olds, that's the way they dress, y'all. That's the way they dress, even in your... If you pay attention in your church, go to one of these mega churches and see how these young girls come in there. That's the way they dress. So I don't... You know, for me, I was just like, that looked like such and such from such and such church to me. So... I didn't see a problem with the dress. Now, some people had a problem with the dress. I understand that. But I do understand that when you talk about 22 to 25-year-olds, they're not thinking like a 35 or 40-year-old person. I mean, they're not doing it. And quite frankly, I think she just didn't even realize She just thought it was like a formal dress for her. So, with that being said, the pastor, it's a big thing going on right now. Did the pastor grope Ariana Taco? They showed a video of his hand right underneath her breast. Now, she looked uncomfortable. I ain't going to lie to you. But I got to say this. I don't think the man was intentionally groping her, if he was groping her at all. I don't. I don't think he was doing it on purpose, y'all. Have y'all ever been up there with a pastor and the pastor's holding you? The pastor don't want to let you go till they finish saying what they say. They don't want you to walk away from it, so they put a little grip on you. They put a little grip on you. See, I grew up in the church. I know how pastors are. If you up there and the pastor is talking to you, if they holding your hand, they hold your hand real tight so you can't just pull away. If they get their arm around you, they grip you a little harder so you can't get away. This is what pastors do, y'all. Because part of being a pastor is understanding how to put on a show. Okay? He was in that moment. See, y'all got to understand. Let me really break this down for y'all. That was his moment, y'all. Y'all realize that, right? He ain't never going to be around Ariana Grande Taco ever again in his life. He knew people who would never hear of him before, never seen him before, was looking in that moment in time. He had to get some time with this girl. He had to get some time with this girl. Because he needed all these people to see. I'm up here with Ariana Grande Taco. And this is why every time he came up, he was making a little joke, making a little fun, everything. Why was he doing that? Because he wanted people to remember him. This was his moment. This was his moment. Now everybody remember him as the groping preacher. But this is what it was about. It's the same thing with the people in the audience dancing and jumping and screaming all up and down. They wanted the cameras to see them. Why? Because it was a moment. They wanted to be seen in the moment. Got to be seen. I want people to be talking about me on Twitter. Ooh, you there. Ooh, you there. People trying to be seen. This is why people did the speeches the way they did. They wanted to be the one that everybody talked about. And then Reverend Jasper got up there. And look, let me say this. He was very inappropriate in what he said as far as the eulogy go. But he was damn spot on perfect as far as what he was saying. It just shouldn't have been said there. See, my only problem with what he said isn't his words. It's he was there to do a eulogy. He wasn't there to talk about Black America. If he would have said if he'd have did the same thing at his church on any other Sunday, it would have been beautiful. It'd have been perfect. It'd have been perfect. It would have been perfect. And look, somebody said, nah, WB, you can receive the Holy Spirit anytime. Look, like I said, I grew up in a church. I know when a Negro was faking the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit don't come and you, while the camera's on you, you got the Holy Spirit. As soon as the camera stop, you stop moving. You ain't got the damn Holy Spirit. You got the camera spirit. You won't be seen. You want to be known. When somebody truly got the Holy Spirit, they ain't even got control of themselves. They can't even control it. When you can stop and go and stop and go, man, look, you can miss me with that. You can miss me with that. You can miss me with that. I'm going to talk about Meghan McCain. I'm going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to talk about the NFL. Yeah, I'm watching. Talk a little DFS as well. Listen to the WB.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you some little football nuggets. I'm going to tell y'all this right now with the fantasy stuff. Everybody who's doing your fantasy drafts and stuff like that, I'm going to tell you the one player, I'm going to tell y'all, it's four players. It's four players that everybody should want to get on their team. Okay? If you can't get them, you just can't get them. But if you can get them, you get them. So if you draft in your fantasy stuff, let me get this right quick, then we get back to what we was talking about. If you draft in your fantasy stuff, it's four players that I highly recommend you get. All right? First one, David Johnson, Arizona. David Johnson from Arizona is going to go berserk this year. He just got to stay healthy. And the reason he's going to go berserk is because who his quarterback is. See, part of winning in this is understanding not just the players, but the game flow. And part of the game flow is who's throwing the ball and what they like to do. Sam Bradford is a quarterback who likes to dump the ball off to the backs and to the tight ends. So the two players on Arizona that's really going to have big years this year is David Johnson, because he's going to be catching a lot of balls out of the backfield, and Ricky Seal-Jones, their tight end. He's suspended the first three or four games, but when he gets back, he's going to have a decent year. All right? But David Johnson is the first guy. Second guy who's going to have a huge year this year, Christian McCaffrey for Carolina Panthers. He caught 90 balls last year out the backfield, and they're talking about they're going to give him an extra 10 or 15 carries this year. If he puts up the same numbers he did last year with an extra 10 or 15 carries, he's going to be considered an MVP candidate. So watch him. He's somebody else that's going to be balling out of control. Third person, Delvin Cook, Minnesota Vikings. The reason Delvin Cook is going to go berserk this year, Minnesota got too many weapons. You got Thielen and Diggs on the outside. You got Rudolph in the middle, and you got Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. You can't double, and you can't put nine in the box or eight in the box. And because you can't do that, Dalvin Cook is between catching and running. He's going to have a huge, huge year. All right? Now, the last one I'm going to give you this with a caveat, right? It's all according if his quarterback can get some kind of passing game going. If his quarterback gets some kind of passing game going, he might rush for 1,800 yards and 10 TDs this year. Ezekiel Elliott. So those are the four people I would tell you to definitely look at. Everybody going to be on Gurley. Everybody going to be at Le'Veon Bell. Everybody Bell's not going to have a big year to me. And the reason why I say he's not going to have a big year is going to take him a month to get into football shape after he comes back, because he's been sitting on the beach. He's still not in camp. And then once he gets back, they're going to try to run him to death because he's not going to come back to Pittsburgh. Well, once he realizes they're doing that to him, he's going to have a hamstring or something so he can take some time off so he's not hurt coming out of this franchise year so he can make some real money. So I don't think he's going to go off this year. Skippy Tone say Cousins is overrated. Last 3 years, Cousins has been a top eight quarterback in the NFL. He's been in the top eight the last 3 years. If he just performs like that, that opens up that whole offense. Opens up the whole offense. Jessica Ezekiel Elliott. So I'll give y'all all my stuff starting this week. So go over to thewbshow.com. That's where I'm going to post it at. And you guys can start getting it from over there, and we'll go from there. All right. Now, let's get back to this funeral. I have to talk about Jesse Jackson. Now, I don't know how many of you guys paid attention to what was going on, but it was clearly something wrong with Jesse. Right? In fact, at one point, if you are somebody who's black in this country and believes in civil rights, when you looked on that stage, you should have been very afraid when you looked on that stage. My daughter is the one who actually brought this up to me. My daughter said, "Dad, everybody up there is in the last stages of life." And I said, "Whoa, never thought about it like that, little girl." I mean, that picture of Clinton, Farrakhan, Jesse, Al, all of them old. Jesse close to 80, Al close to 70 something. He always act like he's younger, but Al is legitimately closer to 70. Bill is old. I think Minister Farrakhan is 74, 75 years old. Right? And the reason why that's something to be afraid about is because realistically, everybody who believes in civil rights and in the black empowerment movement and everything else like that, in a 4 or 5 year span, all those people could be gone. So who else is next? Who else is next? See, that's the thing that should have been afraid to y'all. It's not knocking them, because them being old isn't the problem. The problem is, who's next? Wow, Minister Farrakhan is 84? Wow. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. I thought he was 74. I didn't know he was 84. Wow. But that's my whole point. My whole point is, when you look at what is considered the face of black empowerment, right? Look how old the face of black empowerment is. We need something different. This is the same argument they're making right now in the Democratic Party right now about Nancy Pelosi, about Chuck Schumer. They're like, look, we love what they've done, but what happens if they go away? And see, that's the thing, man. It's not a knock on anybody. It's about, well, what happens if they go away? And Farrakhan, you know what's so funny? Farrakhan looked younger than all of them. I didn't realize he was 84 years old. He looked better than all of them. He looked younger than all of them. Every last one of them. But when you look up there and you see that, I mean, you really have to say, wow. You have to step back and say, wow. And so it really becomes of, like, in the next 5 years, all that could be gone. It could be just like that. And then when you think about Kaepernick. Now, let me tell you something. I got to give Nike credit. Because what I think Nike is doing what somebody who understands history would do. You know what Nike is doing They're falling on the right side of history, and they know they're falling on the right side of history when it comes to Kaepernick and Serena and everything else. You know why? Because they've seen this story before. Kaepernick's story isn't new, y'all. Y'all know that, right? Y'all realize Kaepernick's story isn't new. You know that. Kaepernick's story is Muhammad Ali's story. Muhammad Ali was hated. He was criticized. He was ostracized. His people turned their back on him. This nation turned their back on him. They didn't love him until he couldn't talk no more. King, same way. All these Negroes running around, I marched with King. Yeah, you marched shutting the door on him because you was one of the ones who was turning your back, who was hating him. After he died, you made him this wonderful person. And see, Nike is looking at this and saying, hey, this is Kaepernick. This is Muhammad Ali. This is King. We come back. Let's talk a little bit about this. You listen to WB.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday
morning. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so let me say this. So Kaepernick did this whole thing with Nike, and you know, you got folks burning up their Nike shoes. They so mad, they burning up their Nike gear. Let them do it. That ain't hurting Nike. But y'all fail to realize this. Nike is the provider of over, what, I think it's 300 Division One, another 300 Division FCS schools, then another 1,500 Division Three schools. And Nike has contracts with all these different schools, man. They make the majority of their money isn't even made on domestic stuff outside of sports. And then their number one selling brand, people are still going back because it's Michael Jordan's. It's the Jordans. All these folks, we're burning our shoes. We're not never wearing Nike again. Go right ahead. Nike is not worried about it. They're not worried about it at all. They make more money selling tennis stuff overseas, soccer stuff overseas than they do domestically here. They don't care if these people burn up their stuff. They can care less. See, this is what I was trying. I was trying to get people to understand about this whole "let's boycott the NFL" thing. Look, if you ain't got one of those meters in your house, you not watching or watching don't even matter because they not registering you anyway, and you're not affecting the NFL's money because all their contracts are for 5 years. So you're not hurting their money right now. They contracts with CBS, NBC, and everything else; those things don't end to 2024. So even if you're not watching right now, you're not hurting any money. You're not hurting any money. This is why I said, look, you got to do it locally. You need to watch and see who the local advertisers are. Then you boycott those advertisers. That's how you get your local team to do something. But see, I said this in a break. It's more important to be righteous than right. Because in your mind, you can think you know something and be dead wrong. It happens to people every day. You think you know, then you'd be like, wait a minute, that ain't right. What happened there? But if you're righteous in what you're doing, even if you make a mistake, the conclusion still ends up being the right conclusion. And what's going on with Kaepernick is he's been righteous in what he was doing, whether you believe him or like him or whatever. In his thought process, it was a righteous thing to do because he thought it was unjust what was happening. Now, in the end, he's about to break a corporate veil that's never been broke before. Because this collusion case, now that it's past summary judgment, and let me just explain to people how big that is. What happens in a civil suit, in any civil suit, right? When you're suing for a certain amount of money, you have to prove that it's either such a good case that it doesn't have to go to trial, or that it's such a bad case it shouldn't go to trial. And they call this the summary judgment hearing. And what you do in the summary judgment hearing is basically you present the facts of the case to a judge, and a judge listens to see if there's a relevant fact that's a question that a jury needs to answer. If it's not one that a jury needs to answer, then they give the summary of judgment for, you know, whoever is asking that, the plaintiff or the defendant, and the case is over with. If it is one, it goes to trial. Colin Kaepernick's case survived summary judgment, which means this case has to go to trial now. Now, what's happening right now is they're going to try to do some kind of settlement. I would be shocked if the NFL didn't try to make this disappear as quickly as possible. And the reason why is because if they lose this collusion case, it will force the NFL to open its books and its coffers up to somebody that is black to be in an ownership position. It's going to force it. What Colin Kaepernick is doing is a long game thing. This is why Nike gave him the campaign. Because what Nike is looking at is Colin Kaepernick is going to be Kurt Flood. Do y'all know who Kurt Flood is? How many of y'all know who Kurt Flood is? Don't Google. You know who Kurt Flood is? Kurt Flood is a black baseball player who played for St. Louis. Kurt Flood is the reason in every major sport there's free agency. Kurt Flood sued for the right to be able to go play baseball wherever the hell he wanted to play it. If he had never done that, players couldn't move around the way they move around. They wouldn't be making the money that they're making today. Every player in every professional sport owes Kurt Flood. Colin Kaepernick about to open up the NFL as far as ownership for people. Nike looked at this and said, hey, he's going to be Kurt Flood. We need to be on this side of history. We need to be on this side of history. See, this is what I try to get y'all to understand, right? Nothing is quick. Nothing is quick. But you have to have the long view. The problem that we got in the black community, everybody want to do everything so damn quickly. Everything. I'm going to give you a perfect example of this. So the beauty supply store, right? We're getting this together. Y'all send your emails out to TruthFighter13 in the Ava. They hit me up. More people got questions. Well, what kind of questions do they have? Who's going to be the beauty supply connect? How much are we going to pay the employees? What kind of I'm like, why are they asking these questions? And we don't even know how many people participating. We don't know where the locations are going to be at. We don't know even if it's going to come off the ground yet. Why would you be asking a question that you should be asking later on in the very beginning? That to me is just like, wait a minute, we trying to build a house. You don't put the roof on first. You got to put the foundation down. You got to put the walls up. You can't just throw the roof on top. We have to understand that everything is a process. It's a step by step by step by step process. I mean, a lot of the stuff is just like, well, wait a minute. What if we buy one that's already in existence? They already got a supplier. So how can I tell you who the supplier is going to be when we don't know if we buy one in existence? Maybe it's cheaper for us to go over to China and get a connect over there, or over in India, or over in Australia. That comes later down the line. That's not something you're going to know today. Well, how much we got to put up? I don't know. I don't even know how many people are going to really participate. Because it's a lot of people say, yeah. Then when it's time, oh, I can't do it. I ain't got the money. So we got to get it. That's why, hey, sent something down, said, hey, everybody do this so I can get a hard number. So I can say, well, this is how much money we should try to raise. But all that is a step by step by step by step process. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. All right, you're listening to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.